you a fresh start.
This next song is going to go out to my beautiful wife and Dr. Gary Wolfram's beautiful wife. I'm sure he's going to sing this to her on July 4th, his 36th wedding anniversary.
You're just too good to be true. I can't keep my eyes off you. You feel like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
You're listening to The Live with Rank, and you know I had to put a twist in it. I caught this song a couple months ago, and those of you who follow me, I've played it before. So would you sing that version just like that on July 4th to your lovely wife of 36 years on the 4th there, Dr. Wolfram?
I will. I will sing that to her.
Not the who was the other one?
I want you to know, I have never forgotten my anniversary.
Never?
July 4th. Never forget.
Yeah, there you go. That's an easy one, right?
August 3rd, who knows what could happen. July 4th, you're not going to forget.
Wait, there's the Independence Day and...
lack of Independence Day.
You said it, not me. All right, I asked Dr. Wolfram from Hillsdale College to come on air to talk about this article. His colleague and friend Stephen Moore wrote, "Why does anyone bother to listen to economists anymore?" Specifically, 6 years in running during Barack Obama's administration, that they were off. They overestimated what his policies and the Democrat Party's policies would do to the government, to our economy. They overestimated it by 80%. And at break, I asked Dr. Wolfram, "Hey, was I off when I said, come on, that much for 6 years?" And your answer was what?
My answer is that is a lot to be off. And But what's going on is, as I said, people who want to have government intervention are going to slide into this Keynesian market or Keynesian view of how, that the government can manipulate the economy as a whole, and there's a demand to create these models. If you are somebody that thinks the government ought to be in there and, you know, telling you what to do and what to buy and whether you should be buying this kind of good or if you do this, we'll give you a tax credit. The Cash for Clunkers program, another example, right? It turns out that the Cash for Clunkers program resulted in a net $5 billion reduction in new vehicle spending because they hadn't been thinking about, this is going to affect the fuel economy models because they had this other stuff, right? To get the Cash for Clunkers, you had to buy fuel-efficient cars. And these cars ended up being cheaper, and so in the end, they ended up spending actually less money on cars.
Right.
So just silly things like that. But if you create a model that shows that there's all sorts of improvements in the total economy, if the government goes out and spends money on whatever it wants to spend its money on, then there's going to be a demand for those things, and so that's what you get. But, you just get – no one is going to say, economists – all economists will agree that if you put a tax on hot dogs, that people will buy fewer hot dogs and there'll be fewer hot dogs being produced and the price will go up.
Even the brilliant Paul Krugman would agree with that?
He would agree with that. And now they might question, how much will it go up or how much will it go down? And part of the thing that this Ludwig von Mises that I talk about occasionally, who was an Austrian school economist.
Name dropper.
He would say, if he were alive today, he would say, well, gee, suppose I build this model, and it shows that such and such happens when you change the money supply by 2%. So the only way I can get that model to work is I got to look at the numbers that have, you know, over the last 35 years or something, and estimate what that effect will be. Well, but how do I know that the effect's going to be the same in 2017 as it was in 1985, which is where the numbers were coming from? People's behavior, you know, will change over time, and all sorts of things will change the economy over time. So why would I think that I could build some model that would predict, you know, exactly what gross domestic product's going to go up by next month?
So what do you think Stephen Moore was trying to point out in this article, obviously, or opinion piece? Obviously, it wasn't that people shouldn't believe people like him and you or whatever. What do you think, what should my listeners get out of this? By the way, the name of this article by Stephen Moore is Much Fast Growth Right Around the Corner. Well, at least that's the one I read. I think it's in townhall.com. Just Google Stephen Moore, M-O-O-R-E, and why does anyone bother to listen to economists anymore, and you'll get it. What is he trying to tell us? I didn't, other than pointing out that they were wrong 6 years and running, off greatly 6 years and running, what else? Is there any deeper thing?
Yeah, what he's basically saying is don't believe that somehow government knows how to run the economy. That somehow the economists can build models so that they can predict, gee, if the Federal Reserve determines, you know, that the interest rate ought to be 2.15% or 0.3%, then it can, make things better or worse depending on what they feel like doing. Don't think that, you know, if government just spent a little more money on some project that the politicians or bureaucrats want, that somehow the economy is going to get better. That's what he's really talking about. He's not saying, gee, don't believe that if you increase the cost of labor that somehow there will be more labor hired or there won't be less labor hired. Most economists will agree if you increase the price of labor, then there's going to be less labor hired. All you got to do is look at Seattle and look what happened when they increased the minimum wage in Seattle.
Exactly right. And as I tell everyone, governments can't, as you said, they can't force their will on the economy by lowering hiring interest rates or what have you. They can affect it, though. And
they can affect it.
And
yep.
Here's a great example. It just happened yesterday. And I don't know if you remember, if you saw this, but the last couple days, the market, the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, been tanking. Not tanking, but not doing well. Down days. Yesterday, it was a down day. Until what? Senator Thune, I think he's from North Dakota, I'm not sure, came out and said that McConnell just told us he wants to try to get a vote on this health care bill or something written by the Friday or updated by Friday and voted on by July 4th or shortly after. And if you look at the timing, the markets went up after that.
Sure. I mean, what happens, though, is that people try to predict, okay, if the as rightly they may, that says, okay, if the government says they're going to do this, then we can figure out there's going to be effect on hospitals, and therefore I should buy hospital stocks or sell hospital stocks. And people are trying to guess what particular firms are going to win or lose when the government undertakes some particular activity. And that you can probably do. To talk about the economy as a whole, though, then you run into all sorts of problems. In fact, I love this quote that Ludwig von Mises was talking about. He said, look, when government intervenes in the economy, it creates unintended consequences. Once it does that, you get more people asking for government intervention, which creates more unintended consequences until you get this demand for government action, which is what you're seeing with this try to replace Obamacare, because what happened is you created all these unintended consequences, and then people responded to it, and now they're saying, well, gee, you know, if the government doesn't keep going into the healthcare business, then everybody's going to lose their healthcare. you know what they're really saying is that some people are going to have to pay for their health care. That's what they're really saying.
Right. And I've always said the greatest success of this is bestowing upon Americans another welfare entitlement. And been saying it for a long time. It's going to be very difficult for people. That's why, if you remember, they were going after the middle class. That's why the Medicaid expansion. They knew, in fact, I think in the past, someone came out, some Democrat pundit or works on these campaigns, get the middle class. It was during the Clintons. Anyway, get the middle class involved in these entitlements, and they'll never go away. And that's what I think we're seeing. Can you stay one more segment, Dr. Wolfram?
Sure.
I wanted
sure.
to ask you, then, how do we ignite this boom? That's a question that Stephen Moore said. You listen to Live with Rank. We'll be right back after this.
95.3 WBCK.